St. Paul, Minnesota, Alex Mayer, who admitted, "I am illegal in this country." By John Binder on November 5, 2025. The mayor-elect of St. Paul, Minnesota, State Representative Polly Venger, D, admitted earlier this year that she and her family are living illegally in the United States. Venger, who will become St. Paul's first female and first Asian mayor, beat out incumbent Melvin Carter, who is also a member of the state's Democratic Farmer Labor Party, which is the name of Minnesota's Democrat Party. In June, as Breitbart News reported, Venger stood on the Minnesota House floor and told a story of how she says her family, originally from Laos, immigrated to the U.S. Venger said she had recently discovered that her parents, siblings, and she are illegal aliens because her father defrauded the nation's immigration system. "I would like for you to put a face to the name, a face to what it is that we are doing today. I asked my father about how we came to the United States, and I always thought we came here because my grandfather was a colonel in the secret war," Vang said. "I had thought that meant that we were in line to come to the U.S., and my mother told me, my father told me that was not true. Even though my parents both worked for a Christian organization, and my father actually worked at the U.S. consulate because he was one of the few people who could speak English and he could type really fast, and apparently that was a very valued skill then. So they had my father move away from the refugee camp for my mom and my sisters and I. And he went to live at the consulate where he processed all of the paperwork for the refugees that came to America. And we had missed our time to come to the U.S. 3 times, and if we didn't come that last time, we would not have been able to come to the U.S., emphasis added. And I said, wow, what luck of ours. And my mom said, it wasn't luck. We did not have our names on that list to come to the U.S. because even though your grandfather worked for the CIA, the only people that had names to come to the U.S. were if you were in the direct military in the CIA, or you worked for USAID. We did not do either one of those. My parents' Christian organization did not count. And so what my father did, one of our uncles worked for USAID, and because his mother had died, my father was the one processing the paperwork. Put my grandmother down as his mother, and so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country. And when we were fleeing that situation, never one time did my family say, let's look at which state has the greatest welfare and which state has the greatest benefits, because that's the state we're going to go to. Emphasis added. My family was just smarter in how we illegally came here, Venger continued. We had more privileges and more abilities in how we came here in that way. When you think about those people, think about me. My family broke the law to come here, you're thinking about me. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.